sack.
Uh-huh. Made out of
wheat. Wheat. Ground up wheat.
Uh-huh. Well, what was the sack you made out of?
Cotton. They were in cotton sacks.
Uh-huh.
And people used to get those cotton sacks. They would be decorative, and you can use those for pillowcases.
What about a big wooden thing that maybe flour came in if you buy about 100 pounds?
I haven't ever seen one of those. Now, that might be a keg.
Uh-huh. What about something bigger than a keg?
No, I haven't seen that.
Or something similar to a keg?
No, I haven't really ever seen anyone buying it. That great amount of flour.
Uh-huh. Well, what about some of the pickles used to come in an old-fashioned store?
Oh, they would come in a barrel.
Uh-huh. And the thing that runs around the barrel to hold the wood in place is called the...
I have no idea. No idea.
Or when you're playing basketball.
Hoop.
Huh?
A hoop.
Okay. And on a water barrel or beer keg or something, the thing you turn to get the liquid out.
Faucet.
Huh?
Faucet.
What about at the sink?
You have a faucet.
And out in your yard?
Faucet.
And nowadays, if you bought something at the store, the grocer would put it in a...
paper sack.
And what if beans used to come in? You know, the...
Burlap sack.
Uh-huh. Any other name for that?
Crocker sack.
And do you ever hear of gunny sack or tote
gunny
sack?
Gunny
sack. Huh?
Yeah, crocker, gunny sack, or burlap sack.
Those were all the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
And nowadays, if a lamp wasn't burning, you'd have to screw in a new
light bulb.
And to carry clothes out, to hang it on the line, you'd carry it out in a clothes
basket.
And nowadays, if you opened a bottle and wanted to close it back up, you could stick in a...
Repeat that, please.
If you opened a bottle and wanted to close it back up, you could stick in a... What would a wine bottle have in it?
Cork.
Okay. And something similar to that, maybe made out of plastic or glass, you'd call that a...
Top.
And something that people used to play, a musical instrument they'd blow on like this?
A harp.
Okay. What about the one like this?
A jug.
Okay. Any other name for those?
No. Not that I can recall.
Do you ever have one of those?
A harp, yes. During Halloween, they make these wax ones.
Mm-hmm.
You can play them, but you chew them after you get all the sweets out of them, and then you just spit them out. That's as far as I've ever gotten, you know, for that.
And if a man had a load of wood on his wagon and he was driving along, you'd say he was doing what?
Poking along.
Or did you ever hear he's carting wood or hauling wood or drawing wood?
Hauling wood.
Huh?
Hauling wood.
And say if there was a log across the road, you'd say we tied a chain to it and we...
Drug the log.
Okay. And we have wet that log out of the road.
Moved it out of the road.
Or, using the same word, we have...
Hauled it out of the road.
Or using the word drag, you said we have...
Drug.
Okay. And you have to tie a chain around it in order to...
Drag it.
And if you have a wagon and two horses, what do you call the long wooden piece between the horses?
Oh, I really don't know. I don't know.
Did you ever hear of a tongue or a pole or a spear of a wagon?
No, I haven't.
What about with a buggy?